This is John Batchelor. I learned from Nicholas Eberstadt, author of Men Without Work. And in this excerpt of the conversation, I learned that there is no single explanation for why it is that males of working age in the United States of America are not going to work, are not participating in the workplace, very available, in anywhere close to the numbers that once upon a time was the American standard. What are the explanations? Post-pandemic edition of this book deals with this mystery. It continues, and it is a threat to the prosperity of the United States that so many young people of working age are not working. Is it lack of skills? Is it that the factories have left? Is it all of the above or none of the above? Here's Nicholas Eberstadt to explain the phenomenon, at least the puzzle of the phenomenon.
John, thank you so much for inviting me on. The ghost army are the men without work in modern America. I'm focusing in particular on what are called the men of prime working age, not my term, 25 to 54 years old, the backbone of the economy still, the group that is absolutely indispensable in the forming of families and the raising of children as well. For over half a century, we have seen a collapse of work for this critical group, mainly due to an exit of men from the workforce altogether. And as we speak, John, over 7 million men between the ages of 25 and 54 are out of the workforce altogether, neither working nor looking for work. In the ancient classical days, if one talked about a Roman legion being decimated, that meant that they had lost a tenth of their membership. We now have lost over a tenth of our prime age men from the workforce. They're out of it altogether. They're not even unemployed because they're not looking for work. But they're in this netherworld, which I think we can talk of as a ghost army.
There's much more later. Thank you.